All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to this edition of Bible News Radio. I'm your host, Stacy Lynn, and I'm glad that you have decided to tune into this episode today. So it is May, which this year, I don't know if it's every year, but this year it is Mental Health Awareness Month. And because of that, I want to share with you a exclusive audio that I put inside our mobile app, which actually is on video, inside our Heart Tug International mobile app here, which is the overseeing nonprofit of our show, Bible News Radio. I have decided that I want to rip the audio from the video that I posted for our subscribers and share it with you because I have a story to tell and I think people need to hear it. You know, we're all on a mental health journey. This is true. And we all have issues, right? And you know, some of us were dealt tougher cards than other people, but we can't walk in each other's shoes, right? I mean, we all have our own shoes to wear. We all have our own trials in life. But I can tell you for me, part of my mental health journey included being put on medication. And I'm just going to be forthright right up front here. I am not an advocate of medication for emotional or mental disorders because there's actually no proof whatsoever that they actually work. And that is actually a fact. And I have to tell you that I've been doing research on this for quite some time. And I know it's controversial because, you know, in the field of psychology, we have what's called the medical model, right? Where they give you the diagnostic and statistical manual of mental disorders, which I might do a whole show on that itself later. But that book basically is designed for insurance purposes, really. I mean, I could put every single one of you into numerous categories in that book. It's not even scientifically backed up in any way, anyway, but that's beside the point. Today, what I want to do is I want to share with you a personal journey that I went through in the hopes of giving you some resources that you may not be aware of, and also sharing a testimony, really honestly, of what God has done in my life because it can be done. And I just want to say right up front that. And like I do in my video inside the app, if you have my mobile app, you can actually watch me on video saying this. But I don't judge anybody and I don't condemn anybody if you're on any type of medication. We were all fooled and hoodwinked by doctors, the pharmaceutical companies, and the media way, way, way decades ago. And that's hard. Because none of us wants to be unduly influenced. And yet, I have to tell you that the more I read people who understand what's going on, psychiatrists that have come out against the medication issue, the more amazed I am at how devious Satan really is. You know, and I will just say this and then we'll get into my presentation. But you know, in the Bible, it talks about how in the end times, pharmakia will be one of those leading deception things. And I used to, you know, when I would listen to people before, I would go, oh, these people, they're just anti-drug or whatever. But it's actually specifically referring to mood-altering, mind-altering drugs. And you know what? We are inundated. Dr. Daniel Amen, who is kind of a pioneer in the area of brain scans, he posted on his Instagram, which I would highly encourage you to follow, a couple of days ago, this startling statistic. And I actually posted this on my Facebook. You know what? It's being shadowed on Facebook, though. Nobody's seeing it. But he posted the following. He wrote this. He said that 27%, so that's over one in four, right? 27% of all doctor visits, a patient is getting prescribed a benzo. So a benzo, that's short for benzodiazepam. I think that's how you say it. That is basically Xanax or Ativan or lorazepam, which is actually the generic name of Ativan. These are tranquilizers, right? They're medications. Actually, you know what they are? I will tell you if you don't know. Ativan, Xanax, lorazepam, any of these drugs that are given to you to reduce anxiety are actually drugs that they use to put you under for surgery. It's just a small little amount. The problem is that these things are extremely addictive and they're very, 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 very hard to get off. And that's actually what he was saying. He was saying that 27% of all doctor visits, and this is a regular doctor, this is not a psychiatrist. See, in the beginning of time, when this all came out to us, it was understood that a psychiatrist who is simply a medical doctor with a background in mental health, it was the psychiatrist who was the one who was supposed to be giving you these medications, not a regular general practitioner. And yeah, over time, what happened was they rolled it out to everybody, right? I've even heard talk that they want to, at some point, maybe allow a psychologist to be able to prescribe a medication. Now, a psychologist, if you don't know, is somebody who has a doctorate degree. It's usually a PsyD or a PhD in the field of psychology, but they are not a medical doctor, so they didn't go to medical school. Where a psychiatrist is somebody who became a medical doctor and then they specialized with mental health issues. Well, Dr. Daniel Amen is a psychiatrist. And, this is what he was saying. So I will tell you that from what, excuse me, from what I know of benzos, is they are highly addictive. I had a friend who is now with the Lord who, last I knew, she was on over 20 milligrams of that stuff she took every day. And I will tell you that if you go to an emergency, you're having a panic attack, most likely they'll give you Ativan or something like that. If they give you a half a milligram of that stuff, that'll knock you out for like a day. I mean, literally, it will just put you out because that's what they are. They're used to put you under initially, but people are addicted to these. And so just so you know, I didn't put this in my little testimony I'm going to be sharing with you, but there is a YouTube channel. If you go to YouTube and you put in benzo detox, and that's Benzo, benzo detox, you can learn, you can see, you can hear testimonies of people who've gone off this stuff, who are addicted to it, highly addicted to it. It will mess your brain up. And that's the thing, the lie that was told was that you have a chemical imbalance in your brain, which is why they put this stuff, why they put you on this medication. That was a lie, 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 lie. What creates problems in your brain is these medications. And that is proven. And I know some of you are like, well, I've been on a medication and I'm doing really great on it, blah, blah, blah. I guarantee you, you're not. And and I'll just say this before I play my thing here, but if you try to go off your medication for depression or anxiety or whatever it is, if you just go cold turkey, which you should never do, by the way, although that's what I did, but your body has, it's addicted to, they're all addictive. Bottom line is the reason why it takes so long to get into your system is because your system's getting, it's being built up in your system. Then it takes time to get out of your system. So you can't just go off it. Taking a psychotropic drug, whether it's a benzo or SSRI for depression or something like that, it's not like taking an aspirin, right? You can take an aspirin and you know that the aspirin will work for you. And in 4 hours or whatever it is, you can take another one and then it'll work again. You don't get addicted to aspirin. these drugs are mood altering, mind numbing altering drugs. And if you're on them, you are addicted to them, whether or not you want to call yourself addicted or not, because you can't go cold turkey off it. There's no other drug in the world that you have this issue with. So with that said, I know controversial, but it's true. With that said, I want to share with you my journey and explain, and I hope, and I like I said, and I share this with you. This is vulnerable actually for me to share, but I want to share it with you during Mental Health Awareness Month because it's not talked about in Christian circles. A lot of the people who are exposing this stuff are not believers, but they're exposing it for good reason. And I think that we need to have Christians, real devout believers like me, expose this and offer hope to people who really want to get off. If you don't want to get off them, that's fine. But you are at a higher risk for dementia and other issues if you don't. So with that said, let's get into my behind the scenes content that I gave for my Heart Tug app. And I hope you enjoy this. Listen, and then I would love your feedback, after you hear the show. And now here you go. All right. Hey, everybody. I want to welcome you to this behind the scenes video. Here I have this ray of sun coming down on me, but just ignore it. Just, look, think of it as God shining his light upon his servant. That's supposed to be funny. Okay, anyway. I wanted to come in here today for a few minutes. And I wanted to share with all of you inside here, inside the app, some information that I recently came upon because I was doing some research as a therapist, right? Most of you probably know I have a master's in clinical psychology and spent some time in the counseling field and chose not to get licensed because of the LGBT lobby and the activism within the American Psychiatric Association, which is really, really liberal. But something I haven't talked about in quite some time, and I haven't actually talked about it in recent months anyway, is my personal experience with the medical establishment of those who prescribe antidepressants and anti-anxiety medication. I have to tell you, I am a 100 million percent advocate and complete 100 million percent opposition to anything medical when it comes to medicating people for mental problems. Okay, I'm just going to say that right up front. And the other thing I'm going to say is that what I'm going to share with you is not only been my experience, but I actually know people who've gone through some experiences. But I also want to preface this by saying if you're somebody who is currently taking a medication for depression or anxiety, I am not judging you on it. And that is not my heart at all in coming here and sharing what I'm going to share with you. Because we've all been lied to. One of my favorite verses in the Bible says to expose the unfruitful deeds of darkness. It's in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11. And as I've looked through my life, I have seen the steady hand of the devil, of Satan, coming in and trying to destroy my life. There's no clearer way to say that than just this flat out say it. And I'm not saying it to sound like, oh, I'm so super spiritual, the devil's tried to come in and destroy my life. But as I've looked through my life, I've seen a complete pattern. Of course, you don't see it at the time, you see it kind of in retrospect. But it was probably when I was about 20, 21 years old. I started going to therapy, and I was in a very bad spot in my life at that point because I had lived through pretty much 18 years of my life was complete trauma, being traumatized and abused in my home. And that's why I went in to get help, right? I wanted to get help. So somebody said, why don't you seek out a therapist? So I did. I ended up seeing a woman who I had a 2-year relationship with, and it's kind of my introduction to therapy, which was, not the best experience. Let's just say that. After 2 years with this therapist, I eventually got married and I started seeing another therapist. And it was around the time when the Minerith Meyer Clinic, New Life Treatment Centers with Stephen Arterburn, the Fred Gross Christian Therapy Program, and a number of other programs had come into the forefront in the world of psychology. And if you're, this was in the early 90s. So if you're as old as me and you've been in your own personal recovery for any length of time, you probably know exactly what I'm talking about. Well, I had, because I had such bad trauma to recover from, I had agreed with the therapist at the time I was working with to go into the Minerith Meyer Christian Treatment Program. By the way, I also worked at Focus on the Family at the time. It was in Pomona, and Dr. James Dobson at the time was heading that up. So this was decades ago. I mean, this was over 30 years ago. And to make a very long story short, I go into this Christian program called the Minerith Meyer program, which some of you may have heard those names, Minerith and Meyer. And they give me a battery of psychological tests, which I am actually trained in some of those now. And in the middle of my stay, I have one therapist, his name was Randy, tell me, oh, your tests come back. It doesn't show you're depressed or anything. You just need to talk to somebody and blah, blah, blah. Then I had the doctor, Dr. Thomas Okamoto, who actually works with the Minerith Meyer Clinic, and I think he still does to this day. This Christian psychologist or psychiatrist, rather, decides that he's going to put me on medication. And he ended up putting me on, a antipsychotic medication, an antidepressant, and at some point I eventually ended up on anti-anxiety medication. I get out of the Minerith Meyer program. I was in there for 3 weeks in an in-treatment program, and I start talking to my therapist who was consulting with Minerith Meyer. And to make a long story short, she noticed that I was really depressed. And she noticed that she told me, gosh, I think maybe you should go on some medication. And I said, I'm already on medication. Well, that made her livid because they didn't tell her. So that's one thing you should know. They don't communicate. But number two, as I was on this stuff, I gained weight. I became more depressed. My anxiety went through the roof. And I spent literally the next probably close to 20 years taking medication for anxiety and depression. And I tried numerous times to wean myself off this stuff. The antipsychotic, I was able to take myself off that. I had a psychiatrist who I won't say who he was, but I had this psychiatrist. I don't even think he practices anymore, but I had him put me on numerous anti-anxiety medications. None of them worked. And I was given a prescription for Ativan, which is something you could take at, when you need it. And I knew because that drug was highly addictive, I barely ever took it, but I had it. I had another friend who I met through the same therapist who ended up on medication like Thorazine and other. She was on tons of crap that was just horrible. And then I had met somebody in this hospital in the Minerth Meyer Clinic, run by Christians, where she ended up going through numerous bouts of sh electric shock therapy. She was medicated to the hilt. And to this day, I don't even think she's all there because she's been through so much. Well, it was about almost 15 years ago, not quite 15 years ago, I ended up having a hysterectomy. And when I had my hysterectomy, I was at the point where I was like, I had it. Every time I tried to go off these medications, because I didn't want to be on them and I didn't feel right on them, I couldn't because I would just get really, 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 really angry. I would get royally angry and like volatile. In fact, one of the medications that I was on was Prozac way in the beginning. And that medication practically put me in a homicidal state where I didn't care. And I was so angry and violent that I literally wanted to kill. By the way, that's a side effect of Prozac, in case you didn't know. So I was smart enough to take myself off that stuff right away. But this whole time, I'm being treated in the Christian psychological world, and I'm being medicated with these drugs. One of the drugs that they put me on was Wellbutrin, and I found out many years later that Wellbutrin was actually developed to help people stop smoking. I've never smoked a cigarette in my life. Anyway, long story short, I had a hysterectomy, and I told my husband, I said, I need to just go cold turkey off this stuff. And I did. I just said, that's it. I'm done. And it took probably between 3 and 4 months for that stuff to completely get out of my system, which I had been on it for 15, almost 20 years. And I went through anger. I went through just this wide range of, just getting off it and just withdrawal. Yeah. And after it was over, all of a sudden, I had energy. I had more clarity of mind. I was still anxious, but I had more desire to exercise. And probably within a period of a year, I lost 50 pounds. And I was able actually to keep that weight off until this past year when I hit menopause and gained like 20 pounds. So I share all of that because what I'm about to share with you now is that, you know what? I know what I'm talking about when it comes to how the field works, how medication people, these drug pushers work. And I know my own personal experience and the hell I went through getting off of this stuff. And there's a lot of propaganda out there about this stuff. There's the propaganda that says that, depression's all in your brain and you don't have enough serotonin in your brain. You have a chemical imbalance in your brain and blah, blah. And the reality is the serotonin, and we didn't know this back then. So that's why I'm sharing this now. But the reality is the serotonin is created in your gut. And if your gut health is good, according even to scripture, then you will be good. You'll be healthier. And I'm not saying right now that I don't struggle with feelings or anything like this, but my feelings aren't blunted and I'm not medicated. And I have a reason to feel why I feel. If I'm sad, it's because I'm grieving the loss of my father or some other things. If I'm angry, I'm not volatile. I don't want to go kill somebody like a psychopath. I express my anger. If I'm happy, I'm happy. You know, I have these things of normal range feelings. But when you're on medication, it blunts that and it actually magnifies things and creates other things in case, you know, and one of the other things that happens often is they put you on the medication. Oh, it doesn't work. Okay. Oh, we have some side effects. Then they give you another medication to combat the side effects. And you basically go through hell with all these medications that are contraindicating you and stuff. So all that to say that you know, I'm a trained therapist, but I'm also working on getting certification, a board certification for a life coach. And as I'm going through some stuff, I get some material from a place that is telling me about biblical coaching and actual biblical coaching, not psychology type biblical coaching, but actual Bible coaching. And I'm reading through this, I'm listening to a lot of this stuff. And all of a sudden, the pastor that is teaching this thing, he mentions the name Peter Breggin. And he said, I want you to go to YouTube and I want you to look this guy up because he actually talks about how medication was designed to not help anybody. He's actually a psychiatrist. So I want to show you his webpage here. I'm going to change the page here so you can see it. Yeah, I don't know if you'll be able to read this in the in here in the video, but the top here is Breggin.com. This is his website. And this is the front page right now. But if you go here to the about page, you look at the brief biography, then you can see that this man here, who is now 86 years old, by the way, I'm gonna make this a little bit bigger so you can see it. He's Jewish. He's not a Christian. He openly admits that. But he's Jewish. He doesn't hate Jesus. He's actually a big advocate. He In one of the speeches, which I'm going to tell you about, he actually mentions Christ in it. But he actually wrote this new book, COVID-19 and the Global Predators, We Are the Prey. But if you continue to go down here, then you can look here at this. And one of the videos that I watched of him, he shared his testimony about how people tried to kill him when he started coming out and exposing what's going on in the world of psychotropic medication. So it says here, like her husband, Ginger is a lifelong reformer. So this is his wife. She's been an editor of newspapers and magazines, has a background in publishing and public relations. And she's been Dr. Breggin's partner in all his reform work since they married in 1984. She has co-authored or co-edited four of his 20 books and has helped in the development and editing of several others. In 2009, she edited and published The Conscience of Psychiatry, the reform work of Dr. R. Breggin, MD. Based on testimonials and media reports about her husband's first 54 years of efforts to improve his profession and to advocate for the rights of patients. Anyway, it goes on, talks a little bit more about this, but here's a little bit about Dr. Breggin. Peter R. Breggin, MD, is a lifelong reformer known as the conscience of psychiatry for his criticism of biological psychiatry and his promotion of more effective, empathic, and ethical forms of psychological, educational, and social approaches to people with emotional suffering and disability. He graduated from Harvard College with honors. And he actually taught at Harvard Medical School, it says here. And you can go to his site here and you can read more, but he has best-selling books like Talking Back to Prozac. He has been in, he's done 70 peer-reviewed scientific reports in the Journal of American Medical Association and a lot more. I mean, you can read here everything that he's done. Yeah, I'm going to stop sharing this. Okay, so I just bring this up because this isn't some quack, right? This isn't a guy who has no credentials. He's somebody who was highly educated at a very prestigious college. And by the way, he's Jewish.
And just as an aside, I really do think that the Lord raises up Jewish people to do things like this guy's been doing, right? I mean, I hope and pray that he comes to Christ and sees him as his Messiah at some point. He's 86, so I hope hope that happens soon. But I do find it interesting that God would use this Jewish man, and there are a few others too, to expose this stuff. And here's some of the thing, and I'm going to share another page with you now. I want you to watch this. It's part of the reason I'm bringing this up here. I have to cancel that and bring up this page here. Okay. So here you can go to YouTube, which I'm now banned on because YouTube doesn't like me. But if you go here to the International Association of Biblical Counselors YouTube page, then you can see a number of presentations that are on this channel. And if you look for this one, Dr. Peter Breggin, The Truth About Psychotropic Drugs, this is only an hour, so, or 101 minutes. I guess that's an hour on YouTube, right? Anyway, it's an hour long. And it's amazing because he talks about the brain. Here's some key moments. Talks about how the brain is made. He talks about how these drugs are actually neurotoxins, which means that they're literally putting toxins in your brain, and basically how your brain is trying to fight off the toxin. He talks about psychiatric drug withdrawal, Thorazine, which is an antipsychotic, Prozac, and lithium, among other things. And I will tell you that if you take the time to watch that hour video of this doctor and you're on medication that you're taking, I will tell you that you'll hopefully be encouraged to try to figure out a way to get off it. Because the research has shown that when you're on these medications, you're more apt to get dementia. And I don't know anybody who actually wants to get dementia. He talks about how in the Nazi concentration camps, the people that they were able to get into the gas chambers and do all these things, they were all medicated. They were all on mood altering drugs. He talks about how they targeted women. He talks about how there was no testing on humanity. It was always on animals, and they saw certain things. He even talks about up to recent, the recent publication of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, version 5, how it's for the clinician and it has nothing to do with the patient. So the field is extremely corrupt. But the problem is not many people want to speak out against it, because when you do, there's often a price to pay, which I will actually not worry about this other thing I was going to share about him. But when you go to his website, you can just go, you can search. He's got all these PDFs on there. You can download, you can look at them, you can do the research. And this man's life and his wife's life have been threatened numerous times because he's spoken out. In fact, he wasn't published for a very long time because they didn't want to publish this stuff. By the way, just so you know, the APA doesn't want to publish stuff either that goes against their agenda, you know? So I want to just ask you to consider to look at this information. And the other thing I want to say is that there is hope. There is hope for you if you are like me and you've been a victim, and I am a victim. I'm going to say I'm a victim because I was a victim of this medical malpractice, where you have doctors giving you medication that really ultimately is designed to destroy you. The good news is that God's medicine, food, and all of that, there are a lot of homeopathic remedies out there that can help you with anxiety, depression, and other things. I've actually read research. I don't have it in front of me right now, but I have read research that even shows things like schizophrenia, which is a known brain disorder, in other countries where these medications are not available, which is a blessing. They've done research and they've shown where they put people who have these issues in little communities. They give them time off, they give them time to decompress, they get them time to process. And lo and behold, within, a short time, they are better. They get better. I do keep up on the current research having to do with depression, and the number one cure for depression is walking. Even as recent as last week, I get these news alerts on depression and research, and the number one cure for depression is walking, a moderate walk. Other things you can do to help with your brain, take like fish oil. I actually started taking this for my eyes because of dry eye, but fish oil is great for your brain. And I would recommend any work that Dr. Daniel Amen has put out. He is a little odd, quirky guy, but he taught at Vanguard University where I got my education, and he's very well known for brain scans, and he's an expert on the brain, and he's a psychiatrist, and he does not advocate for these medications, unless, I guess, I don't know if he even does in rare circumstances, but he talks about the nutritional benefit of different things. Sugar, just as you should try this sometime. Consume a ton of sugar and tell me how you feel afterwards. How do you feel afterwards? Do you get royally depressed? Because you will, because sugar is a depressant. Alcohol is a depressant. So if you're consuming a ton of sugar and alcohol, you're going to be depressed. Just saying. So there are a lot of natural alternatives, though, to these things. And so I just want you to know about this resource. And my hope and my prayer is, honestly, that you hear my heart and me giving you this info, because we've all been duped. And sometimes I feel like, my role in life has been to expose things and to warn people. Sometimes I probably get a little passionate and seem angry about it. I am angry. I'm angry because so many of us have been lied to and duped, and the drug companies don't care about you. They don't. They care about money. That's what they care about. So I hope you check out Dr. Bregan's site. And if you have any questions, feel free to message me. You can do it here through the app. And I will look forward to talking to you hopefully soon. And I hope that this helped. And if you want to help a fellow man or woman, then point them to this information and help maybe they'll figure it out. I mean, I have some friends right now that have children they've put on this stuff, and I've told them, please take them off it, because kids are being medicated, and you wonder why we have the problems we have today. I mean, that could be a whole show in itself. So anyway, I hope you guys have a good day, and I appreciate you being in here, and I hope this helped you in some way. Well, there you go, everybody. Hopefully you like that little mood music I put in there to kind of break up the segment. But I really would love your feedback on this. So feel free to email me. You can email me at my personal email, which is just my name. It's Stacy Harp, StacyHARP, at gmail.com. You can email me directly at StacyHarp@gmail.com. I really, really want to hear your thoughts on this.
because I really think that believers can be free of this. I think everybody can be. And I think that we need to be encouraging one another to be as healthy as we can in that way. So feel free to email me at stacyharp@gmail.com. All right. And so this is, like I said, this is kind of an unusual show. And don't forget, though, you can go over to you get the Heart Tug International mobile app. You can download it. I have a lot of behind-the-scenes content in there. And if you would like to support my work, you can also donate to us through our website, hearttug.org, and or through the mobile app, which is really the best place to donate through. And I do appreciate all of you who are our monthly supporters. We've got a handful of you who help support us and keep our app running and help us pay some expenses here. And I'm looking forward to seeing what the Lord does and how He is going to grow what we're doing, because I know He will. So hope you all have a good day, and we'll be back soon with another episode of Bible News Radio. Remember, be bold, stand up, and go with God. Well, there you go, everybody.